This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast. After a year like we've just experienced, you may look forward to the day we turn the page to a new calendar year, hopeful that 2021 will bring something new, something to hope for, something to smile about. Maybe you need someone to tell you everything is going to be okay. You need someone to tell you the future won't be filled with your worst case scenarios. Join me for my new Bible study, She Smiles Without Fear, Proverbs 31 for Every Woman. In this study, you'll learn to trade your fear of the future for joy in the present. Instead of merely crossing your fingers and hoping that 2021 will be different, I want to offer you a reason to believe 2021 can be the year you smile without fear. Together, let's trade the what-ifs of tomorrow for God's purposes today. Together, let's become women who smile without fear. Pre-order She Smiles Without Fear right now at shesmilesbiblestudy.com and begin watching video session one immediately. Hello and welcome to the first Best Day Ever podcast episode of 2021. Happy New Year from me to you. I hope that you have had a blessed and restful Christmas break and season, and I hope that you are expectant as we start this new year together. I'm really glad you're here. I love that we get to start our new year together in this first week of 2021. And if you have been a part of any of the podcast episodes in the last few weeks, you've probably heard it mentioned about the new Bible study that released on January 1st that I wrote called She Smiles Without Fear, Proverbs 31 for Every Woman. And so I'm especially excited about 2021 being a year where we can smile without fear. And I know, I hear it when we talk about the idea of smiling without fear of the future after a year that we all just experienced. I think that idea or that concept can seem a little far-fetched, maybe. I mean, if you were like me, 2020 was unexpected. The things that we faced, the challenges that we encountered weren't necessarily things we saw coming. We did not start the year thinking about any of those or possibly most of those things. And so you might be starting 2021 not quite anticipating, but a little bit hesitant about what the year might bring. And so today on the podcast, we are starting a series called She Smiles Without Fear. And there will be several interviews coming up this month where different women will share with us their She Smiles Without Fear stories, things that they have faced and the ways that they have walked with Jesus through some worst case scenarios or unexpected challenges. I'm really excited to share those things with you as we continue on the podcast throughout the month of January. But today I thought, let's start with the first step to smiling without fear of the future. Let's start there today, and it might surprise you. So as we start and discuss the first step to smiling without fear, I want to tell you about this old, worn-out piece of wood that, if you ask some of my children, they may tell you this old, worn-out piece of wood can tell the future. Years of use have literally left their mark on this old stick, and each time it shows itself, anticipation swirls in the hearts of my little people. So here's the thing. During the days of my husband's youth, as he and his siblings grew in age and in size, Luke's mom took a wooden board and she made it a measuring stick. Year after year, Luke and his brothers and sister would, you know how you do, you scoot your heels all the way back to the wall, because if you leave a gap, then you might appear shorter than you actually are, right? So you have to scoot your heels all the way back to the wall and make sure they're touching the wall. And then you can stand in a way to stretch your neck as far as you can make your neck stretch. And so that is what they did. And then they would wait to see the new line that marked how much they had grown over the months or the years. And now, decades later, Luke's mom still has this old measuring stick. And now my children like to measure themselves against this same piece of wood because you may know my husband has played, or he played more than, I think, 13 years in the NFL. And he has a brother who also played more than a decade of football in the NFL. And then he has another brother who played college Division I football. So when my little boys scoot their heels all the way to the wall and stretch their necks, they wait anxiously to find out how their line today matches the line of their daddy or uncles all of those years ago. Because if it does, then surely it means that my little boy's dreams of being tall or maybe even being a professional athlete seem more likely to come true, right? I mean, it just must be. Well, it's a fun story to tell about how my kids measure themselves against the growth of their dad and their uncles all those years ago. But we all have a tool that we measure ourselves by as well. It may not be as obvious. It may not be a wooden board where we measure our height. But we all have that one person or thing that makes us believe what we've done, how we look, or even how we live. It makes us believe that that is a success or a failure. And so when we talk about the first step to smiling without fear of the future, let me start with Proverbs 31:10 that says, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies." Proverbs 31 introduces us to a woman who smiles at the future without fear. That's where I get this phrase. That's actually Proverbs 31:25. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she smiles at the future. The verse I just read to you, Proverbs 31:10, is the very first verse that we read about this woman. And this very first verse that we read about the woman who smiles at the future without fear begins with value. Okay, stay with me for a minute. I don't willingly bring up grade school math, but just for a minute, let's go back there. Do you remember the signs that compared numbers and expressions? They look like V's, like the letter V, like in van, turned sideways, right? And they would show when something is more than or less than something else. So it'd be like, if you want to say 10 is more than 2, you would have the number 10 and you would have the number 2, and then you would have your V turned sideways. And what I learned is that you always put the point to the smaller number. Okay, that's a trick. Okay, I'm done. That's it. We are done with grade school math. But here's why I bring that up. Because Proverbs 31:10 also makes a comparison. Did you catch it? Let me read it again. It says, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies." There's that comparison. So based on our little math lesson just a minute ago, it says her worth is more than rubies. It actually says far more than rubies, but if there is a sign for far more in the math world, I didn't learn it. So we'll just say that her worth is more than rubies. And this comparison, many scholars believe that Proverbs 31 was written by a mother seeking to guide her son. So while this comparison may have been shaped by a mother seeking to guide her son, the life of Jesus answers any questions we have about our value to God. By faith in Jesus, God extends to us the right to freely receive his grace and become co-heirs to his kingdom. Because of Christ, your value does not have to be defined by your place on the corporate ladder, the number of likes on your social media posts, or even the cleanliness of your kitchen counter. You know, we think about those things that we compare ourselves to, looking to find that value. And sometimes it is one or more of those things. And maybe it's not any of those things. Maybe it is something else for you. But your value does not have to be defined by that. And see, when we look around at anyone or anything else to determine whether we measure up, we will live exhausted, confused, and afraid. And we'll constantly adjust our efforts to match what we see around us, hoping we don't take a wrong turn that proves disastrous. But when we truly believe that Jesus has defeated death and sin once and for all, we can trade the chains of performance-based acceptance for the free gift of God's grace and take the first step to smiling without fear of the future. The first step to smiling without fear of the future begins with value. You do not have to define your value by anything other than the life of Jesus Christ, the life that he laid down for you so that you may be forgiven and freed and saved by grace through faith in Jesus. What a great way to start the new year. Let's redefine where we find our value. It's not about earthly comparisons. It's about God's greatest gift of love to us, his son Jesus, his son Jesus's birth, life, death, and resurrection. And hey, I would love to talk to you about not only the first step to smiling without fear, but I would love for you to join me in the pages of the Bible study, She Smiles Without Fear. We want you to have a practical step-by-step way to smile without fear. I don't want you to just cross your fingers and hope that 2021 will be different. Together, let's look forward to the future with joy as we dive into God's Word and find practical answers to today's most pressing questions about fear and purpose. So get online where you like to buy your books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Proverbs 31 bookstore. Grab your copy of She Smiles Without Fear. And together, let's trade the what-ifs of tomorrow for God's purposes today. Happy New Year again. I have enjoyed being with you on this first episode of the new year on the Best Day Ever podcast.